The U.S. House of Representatives and Senate have both passed a tax bill, and that has implications for the energy industry in Wyoming. Renewable energy advocates are not happy, while the fossil fuel industry can rest easy. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim speaks with Alan Marks. He's a lawyer who has worked on project financing in energy, about tax reform impacts on renewables, followed by a conversation with the president of the Western Energy Alliance, Kathleen Sagama, about fossil fuels.
So before getting into the weeds, how does the renewable energy industry fare now that the Senate bill has been signed?
Yeah, it's hard to say. There's kind of two different impacts. One is near term and the other is longer term, both from the Senate and the House bills. The near term challenge, of course, is uncertainty about what the rules are going to be. And whenever you have uncertainty, that can chill investment. Longer term, depending on what emerges from the conference committee, if some of the provisions which are in either bill survive, there could be some significant headwinds for investment in renewable energy and undercutting of some of the tax credits, which up until now have been partly responsible for a lot of the success in attracting those investments.
Could you explain what those tax credits are that you just mentioned?
Sure. The production tax credit is mainly available for wind energy projects. The production tax credit is designed to give a couple of cents per kilowatt hour back, depending on how productive the power plant is.
Let's talk about some of the hits that are causing this uncertainty for the renewable energy industry.
Yeah, you know, the bills take a different approach. The House bill actually takes direct aim at some of the tax credits which are on the books now and rolls back some of the expected benefits for projects which are either financed already or will be constructed going forward. Unlike the House bill, the Senate bill leaves the credits largely in place, but there are other provisions of the tax bill which could severely damage the ability of renewable projects to attract investors who rely on those credits. In particular, there's a provision in the Senate bill called BEAT, which would make it more challenging to attract tax equity because the value of the credits in the future are uncertain. It stands for the Base Erosion Anti-Abuse Tax, so BEAT. Those companies will not know at the time they make their investment or even when they've made their investment whether in the future they will be able to realize the value of the tax credits. That uncertainty means that they either will not invest in tax equity, or if they do, they'll want a discount, in which case the tax equity becomes less attractive for the developers of projects and the lenders providing the loans.
Okay, so the BEAT provision is certainly one of the things advocates will be fighting to remove, I imagine, as the House and Senate come together to create its new final bill. The other big issue that I've heard about is the alternative minimum tax, or AMT. Can you talk about that?
Sure. The way the Senate bill works, it keeps the alternative minimum tax in place for corporations, and most corporations would probably fall under it, given that they've lowered tax rates on corporations otherwise to 20%. For corporations that are subject to the AMT, they would not be able to fully use some of the accelerated depreciation and production tax credit advantages that would otherwise be available to corporations. And that, again, much like the BEAT provisions, could either limit the availability of tax equity or increase its cost.
All right, let's zoom out a little bit. What do these potential changes mean for investment and job creation?
If tax equity is less available or costs more because of some of the changes in the tax bill, and that has been historically a significant source of capital for these projects, then what I suspect you'll find is the increased cost of renewable power will have to be passed on to somebody. But increasing cost is going to make it harder for people to develop as many projects and to pay the workers who install them, the wages they're hoping to get to build them.
What do you hope or think renewable supporters hope to see in conference?
Well, the best outcome, although probably not a realistic one, would be to keep the current law in place as it relates to production tax credits. Supporters of renewable energy would also like to see the Base Erosion Anti-Abuse Tax, or BEAT, not include deductions for production tax credits or investment tax credits for renewable power.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Sure. My pleasure. Thanks, Cooper.
Okay. Let's start with your name and position.
Sure. Kathleen Sagama, president of Western Energy Alliance.
How does the oil and gas industry fare following the Senate's passage of their tax bill?
Like any other industry, we will benefit from a lower tax rate and from simpler tax code. And I think that's good for business and job creation in Wyoming and across the country. We also, obviously, the oil and gas industry operates overseas as well. So the provisions of not having double taxation are important.
To get into what is not so great for oil and gas, I've heard some concerns about the alternative minimum tax, or AMTs. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was kind of a surprise that suddenly what many industries thought, or, you know, just in general, Americans thought would be that the Republicans were for getting rid of the AMT, the alternative minimum tax. And suddenly it was back in there. The thing about AMT is that it's so complicated and complex, and a company that is complying with the tax code and finds that they then have to go into another round of preparing their taxes under different rules according to the AMT calculations. That can be both complex and, of course, would increase their tax liability as well. We're hoping that the Senate and House, when they reconcile their bill differences in committee, that they will hammer those out and get on with what Republicans have talked about for quite some time, which is getting rid of the alternative minimum tax.
To jump back to Wyoming a little bit, do you think the reduced tax rate will lead to more investment here and more jobs, or is it too early to say?
If you want to get rid of something, or if you want something to be reduced, you tax it more. So conversely, when you reduce tax rates, industries can create more jobs, create more economic activity, because instead of paying more in taxes, they have more capital that they can invest and create jobs and economic growth. When we have more capital to spend on actually going out and discovering and developing oil and natural gas resources in Wyoming and across the country, then we can create more of that, and we have to import less from overseas.
Anything else you'd like to mention that we haven't touched on about tax reform?
Well, Congress is going to be certainly busy before Christmas here. They've got to keep the government going. They've got to figure out a spending bill at least till the end of the year or so. And then they have to reconcile the tax reform. So hopefully they can get all that done.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you for talking with me, Kathleen.
Certainly. Thanks for reaching out to us.